Never in my life. I've heard of the Big Ten. I was always interested in the conference, watching Ohio State play and stuff. But when you're not from America, you only hear about the Dukes and North Carolina. So when I came here, I was the first team to offer me, so I definitely did my research about them.
And how is Iowa City compared to what you're familiar with back in London?
It's a lot different. It's quieter. It's more community orientated. Like, people are friendlier, opening doors for you, saying just like please, thank you, stuff like that. So it's definitely a lot different, but at the same time, I'm pretty much adjusted to it.
Can you find bangers and mash?
There is a restaurant that we did go to for training table. Can't remember what it's called. But they do serve all my English food, so when I went there, I was pretty happy.
Okay, one more. You know you're an English baller when?
You know you're an English baller when you have to pay to play basketball.
Did you watch the program over there? Are you familiar with Jason? I can't think of his name now. He's from Comanche.
Okay.
Played professionally over there. He's married to Laura. I'm ill prepared to ask this question. She's on CBS. She's married to the famous reporter.
Oh, really?
Is Jason Siemens, I think, was his name. Did you know the pro? Did you watch the pro game over there at all?
No, I didn't. I didn't catch it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
How would you describe, I guess, that adjustment that you made when you did first get here and you're getting acclimated to campus and, you know, coming down here and actually getting into the mindset of working with basketball and dealing with school and everything?
My transition this year was a lot easier than last year. Mm-hmm. From the perspective of other international students, yeah, they have to adjust to, like, language, different culture. But I was pretty much adjusted because it's all English to me. So it was pretty easy from that aspect. But from the point of workouts, how hard you have to work, my teammates here, like Bryce, Roma, and Mel, yeah, they helped me a lot with just, like, knowing what to do, like how to react to certain situations, the amount of hard work you have to put in just to be best prepared for the task at hand.
How much of a role do you feel the coaches have played so far since you've gotten here on campus, just as far as getting you acclimated, getting you, you know, in a position where you can feel comfortable, whether, you know, when you're going around Iowa City or when you're here working on your game?
The coaches helped me a lot. I went to Coach McCaffrey's house a few times, mm-hmm, had dinner with him and his family, just listening to him talk. I learned a lot just by having simple conversations with him. I've been to Coach Spiro's, Coach Bowen's house for dinner a couple of nights, so just getting more of the friendship factor between me and the coaches. And Coach Francis has taken me out as well, just like around the city, told me the places to go, the places not like to avoid, so they helped me a lot.
Now, when you were going to the coaches' places for dinner, would they offer like English food, or was it or food that you would be more acclimated to eating back home?
Not really English food, because there's only a very select few English foods, but we just had like simple food like steak and pasta,
okay,
just stuff like that.
Okay, I was just wondering, because I know there was talk about apple crisp that...
Yeah.
Coach McCaffrey's wife, but how would you describe the relationships you've been able to establish with guys like Josh and Aaron? Because I know obviously the three of you freshmen, all living in the dorms together. I'm sure you hang out with them probably more than anybody else.
Yeah, I think we're seeing too much of each other right now. I'm with Aaron and Josh all the time, just getting that working relationship with them. Like, the more I know about them off the court, the more chemistry we develop on court. So it's like spending time with them, having jokes, coming down here to shoot extra shots, staying after practice, lifting more weights. So I think the freshmen have developed a good relationship so far.
What are the goals that you have set for yourself that you feel are reasonable and that you can achieve?
I try not to set myself goals. I just approach it like if I work 100% hard all the time in practice, making my teammates better, trying to lift the most weights I can, trying to run as hard as I can during every drill, then I'll get what I'm deserved, and so will the team.
Is there anything you've taken away from working along with Andrew and with Devin and Archie as well, just because obviously being a five, being a post player,
yeah,
is a position you guys are all going through the same drills and doing everything together?
Oh, they've helped me a lot. Just taking my time in the post, just not rushing myself, trying to shoot a high percentage all the time, taking my time, not let the previous play affect the play that's about to happen. So it's more about my confidence and my intelligence on the court they've helped me a lot with.
How much does that help having two seniors?
It helps a lot. The amount of questions I've asked them, I couldn't put a number on it, and they've helped me out a lot.